This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What a fun hour that was, talking Cardinal baseball, Battlehawks football, IndyCar racing with IndyCar president Doug Bowles and driver Scott McLaughlin. This hour, it's Lutz Vandensteel, sporting director for City at 11:15, John Mozeliak at 11:30, Bernie Miklas at 11:45. If you've been listening to this show for a while, you know that is a regular rotation. 11:15, 11:30, 11:45. Those are your numbers, 1, 2, and 3 hitters in the order, and we look forward to that very much. Yannick Sinner is up 2-0 in the French Open final, leading the defending champion Carlos Alcaraz. He took the opening set, carried his momentum into the second, securing an early break and holding serve to take a commanding 3-0 lead. But right now in the third set, Alcaraz has struck back. He has a 3-1 lead in this set. Alcaraz saved 2 set points in the tiebreaker before Sinner wrapped up the set with a forehand attack that his rival could not return. Sinner and Alcaraz share 7 major titles, 4 for Alcaraz, 3 for Sinner, who is in the French Open final for the first time. Recently, Sinner, before he played in the Italian Open, gave a racket to Pope Leo, the first American Pope, and Leo quipped before that, you know, Leo's a big tennis player apparently, and when he was asked if he wanted to play in a charity match before the Italian Open, he said yes, but we can invite Sinner, making a little joke there, play on the English version of Sinner's last name. The two did meet though after that, and they had a little fun together, and Yannick Sinner, the Italian, is up in the French Open final 2 sets, but Alcaraz right now up 30-15 in the fifth game and leading 3-1 in this third set. We'll keep an eye on it. Coco Gauff won on the women's side. The American gets it done, defeating top-ranked Aryna Sabalenka 6-7, 6-2, 6-4, her second Grand Slam title. She won the U.S. Open in 2023, and now Coco Gauff, who resides in Delray Beach, Florida, from Georgia, has won her second Grand Slam title, winning the French Open. The NBA Finals continue tonight. It's Game 2 between the Pacers and the Thunder. Oklahoma City is an 11-point favorite tonight against the Pacers. Did people not pay attention to Game 1? The Pacers are not giving an inch. Now, perhaps people are anticipating a blowout this second time around because Oklahoma City has smoked just about everybody this year. They were far and away the best team in the NBA this year. But this Pacers team is tough to defeat. The Knicks learned it And on it has gone with Tyrese Halliburton hitting shot after shot after shot. And he did it in game one, knocking down a shot with 0.3 seconds to go that gave the Pacers their first lead of the game. And they won inside Oklahoma City's arena. Final score was 110-109. And now they enter this situation where they'll be hosting the Pacers again after that. It was 111-110. After that matchup on Thursday night, here we go with the Sunday night game. There are 3 days between games now in the NBA Finals, and game two is tonight. I love the matchup of two teams in the middle of the country. Just love, love, love that. I think they play great basketball, and I like that people in the middle of America get to enjoy the NBA Finals. NHL, Stanley Cup Finals, a little bit different. You have two opposite sides of the continent. You have the Florida Panthers and the Edmonton Oilers going at it, and they're even at a game apiece. Boy, Florida just plays a relentless, relentless style of hockey, very physical, and now they're in the comforts of home. That'll start up again tomorrow with Game 3. While Edmonton is just electric, the way that they play, the way they get up and down the ice, Connor McDavid feeding Leon Draisaitl and others for some great plays and great goaltending by Skinner. But this Florida team, they are the champions for a reason, and they are going to be tough to beat. I always seem to pull for the Canadian teams. I want to see one win one. Do you know that a Canadian team hasn't won the Cup since? You know when? 1993. That was my senior year in high school. I'll be 50 next month. Just throw that out there. That was Montreal defeating the LA Kings, the Wayne Gretzky LA Kings, back in 1993. Last time a Stanley Cup champion came from Canada. So we'll be checking out the Oilers and the Panthers tomorrow. Cardinal baseball going on today. Again, a big one today. The Cardinals going for the sweep. They beat the Dodgers, as we illustrated yesterday, last hour. Final score 2-1. John Mozeliak coming up at 11:30 to talk about that. And Bernie Mikolas at 11:45. Battlehawks at 5 o'clock today. So again, I'll say it again. I think if you want to give back to the city, if you want to give your family and friends some double entertainment, if you're going to this massive Cardinals-Dodgers game, consider heading to the Battlehawks game after. It'll time out perfectly. This game should end in the 3:30, 4 o'clock range, and then you can head over, tailgate, go into the dome, and catch some football, I would say, at a reasonable price. I think these tickets are very gettable and affordable for the Battlehawks DC Defenders XFL Conference Championship. If they get it, they get to host the UFL Championship on Saturday night, the 14th. And don't forget about IndyCar. We had a great conversation, and we're 1 week away from the Bomarito Automotive Group 500. Looking forward to all that. Those tickets are also available at WWTRaceway.com. So St. Louis is a sports headquarters right now. There's just a lot going on in and out of here, and we look forward to all of it happening today. City, they are out of town. They are in Portland taking on the Timbers on the road tonight. 6 o'clock start for them on Y98 FM. Coming up next, their sporting director, Lutz Vandensteel, will join us to discuss the recent victory and what's to come tonight. Stay tuned. Sports on a Sunday morning from the Stiefel Sports Studio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com.
Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
St. Louis.
Sends it forward in the air. Klaus heads it, gets by a defender, now tucks it home! Oh, Joel Klaus wins it, slides it! Breaking the ice like the Rage Room at the Bobsled Jamboree! Stoppage time, first half! City leads!
Nice to hear that enthusiasm in that crowd again, isn't it? With Klaus scoring there and City taking an early lead against San Jose, they won it 2-1. And it was Edward Leuven who got the PK for that victory. That was fantastic. That was last weekend. Now a chance to win back-to-back games. They'll be playing at Portland tonight at 6 o'clock. And with a new look on the sideline, David Critchley is now 1-0 as coach of St. Louis City SC, their caretaker manager. And joining us is their sporting director, Lutz Pfannenstiel on KMOX. Lutz, it's always great to talk to you. How are you doing today?
I'm okay. Actually enjoying the sun in Portland. It's unreasonably hot for Oregon weather. So we expect, I think, 94 or 96 degrees today when we kick off, which is really, really not happening that much in early June.
Wow. I did not know that. Wow. That is hot, man. It's 73 here. A really nice day. It's going to be 81 is the high. Portland is a challenge, but everything right now is about you, isn't it? Trying to get yourselves back on track, and congratulations on a great victory last weekend, Lutz.
Yeah, I think, the change worked to have this new impulse coming in and really focus on our strengths, focus on our playing style. I don't mind repeating that 100 times that is what the club was built on. Basically the philosophy, the DNA, our principles. And I think you saw that only after three sessions with David Critchley, that there was a different approach, not just a different lineup and a formation, but also a different approach when we went out there. And I think knowing a team like San Jose, which is one of the high scoring teams actually at the moment in the league, doing really well, I thought we played a decent game against them, and not really 100% perfect yet, but I don't think we can expect that after such a quick turnaround. And now it's really up to work hard, having a big game, I think, today against Portland, another huge coming up against LA Galaxy. And then there is a little break where I think the players and the staff need to use a few days to calm down. It's an 11 or 12 days break for us where not just working on the details, but also giving them a bit of time to calm down, a bit of to recover from a hard season so far, especially mentally, and then get going and win as many games as possible.
And why Critchley? Ultimately, and I know you've answered this a million times already, but this is the first time you and I have talked since then. Is it the familiarity, the experience within your organization that ultimately decided to turn to Critchley?
Yeah, I think it's, to put it in a very simple word, he knows exactly how I want to play football, how the club wants to play football. He was the first academy coach we hired back in 2020 when he was the technical director and the coach in Lufius, where, you know, his roots from Liverpool, being a big Liverpool fan, he always liked the high pressing, high intensity game. And when we met the first time and spoke football, he was interested. He was very curious about how we want to build the club, on what kind of principles. And 5 years later, you know, he lived it, he breathed it, and being very successful with the U16s, with the U17, and also having a really good start with City 2, I think it was a logical choice for us. And David worked hard. As I said, he knows it, what we want. And I think we all saw that last weekend on the field, what he managed to implement in such a short time.
You made an announcement today that you've added forward Brendan McSorley and defender Jahzeel Orozco to the first team roster on short-term loan agreements from City 2 ahead of tonight's matchup. This is Orozco's first short-term loan to the first team, McSorley making his second appearance on the roster this season. Tell us about those players, if you would, Lutz.
Yeah, I mean, McSorley, came in last year as a draft pick, and I think he fits to the City style like a glove, very hardworking, you know, not just a striker which thinks about scoring, but thinks also a lot about helping out his teammates in defensive work. A lot of high intensity runs, a really, really hardworking, honest kind of player. And we needed to strengthen a bit our defensive part as well. And I think that's where we had to make the second choice, where another young player who played already some MLS games before, who came in and did well under Critchley, you know, can play various positions as well. He can play as a center back, can play as a six, can play as a right back. I think that's why we made these two loan ups. And of course, you know, again, story of my life. I think when we talk every Sunday, we had again some injuries during the week, so we needed to fill up the squad back up to 20. So that was one of the reasons. Plus, I think our two youngsters really, they training well with the second team. They trained well this week with the first team. They played some really good seasons so far. So they definitely deserve that call up.
For folks who want to, you know, hear more about your philosophy, about the formation, about the way that you're approaching this, is this, just to put it in simple terms, more about valuing the ball than anything else when you're talking about the approach that you're taking here?
You know, I think it's more about a way how we approach it with the ball and against the ball, and that's 50-50. So we still will never turn into a possession team which wants to have 70-80% of the ball. That's not us. But we want to be a team which is quick in transitions, which work hard to get the ball as quickly back as possible, who are trying to defend very high up the field and to have a very compact shape. So it's not a big secret that you saw last week a different formation. We went from a five in the back straight away back into a four. So that 4-2-3-1 was a formation where we always were successful, where we won all our games. And I think it's more about where we want to play football, where we want to win the balls, and that's actually in the opponent's half. If you're as high up as possible and you keep them away from your goal, you don't concede. If you park the bus and you try to defend in the back five just around the box, you're asking for trouble. So it's just a very different approach. I think it's back to basics. It's back to the City style. I did have the feeling that people in the stadium did appreciate it, the way we played. I think you saw that already after 5-10 minutes, that it's a different way of playing. It's a different way of attacking, but also a different way of defending. And, you know, you can lose games, and I think we still will lose some games, but it's about how you're doing it and what you're trying to present. And if everybody works as hard as possible and everybody leaves everything out on the field and we are active, we are front foot defending and not just sitting back and basically waiting and be reactive and let the other team have the ball, then that's not what people coming into the stadium for. Very, very simple. They're used to something we built very early on. I think the style of 2023 is in everybody's head, and that's where we have to get back, Tom, to get the people behind us. I understand the frustration. We both discussed that before. You know, it's not about low-scoring games. It's not about always about results. It's about how you represent yourself as a group, as a club, with what kind of core values you approach a game. And I think we saw a big step forward last week.
I would agree. And you could hear it in the crowd. They were energized and they were ready to go, and they'll be waiting for you. Portland's crowd's great. We all know that. They'll bring it, and it should be fun to watch. That said, I can just hear it that this team is feeling good about itself and is showing up and feeling better. I'm sure it was an intense week of training, getting ready for all of this. You know, when you take a look at this team and what they represent, that certainly is taken into account. But it is about winning, losing, and the rest of the league doesn't really pay attention to that. You know, it's just... The season never waits for you. You have all these injuries that keep popping up, and everything just keeps rolling, doesn't it, Lutz? What do you say about injuries right now? Can you give us an update on Leuven, Kessler? I mean, it just seems like they have piled up this year.
Yeah, we got Totlin and Kessler back, which also came on last week, and which is, you know, it's an important one for us. I think it's out in public in the injury list that Edu Leuven did in trouble, which hurts us a lot. We still have Chris Durkin out. So there is a lot of important players are missing. So it's, again, I always say our usual four or five or maybe six starters are not available. But then again, you know, it's as you said, it's rotating. It's not always the same players. Sometimes it's that one and sometimes it's this one. And if it's a contact injury, nothing really you can do about. It's also like I'm sick and tired of moaning the whole time about injuries, because it doesn't change anyway. Even if I moan to you, we still have the injuries. And it's just we had to believe in the group. Players need to step up. They need to be on the maximum of their capability to win games. And, you know, there is a big, important transfer window coming up. It's not too far away. It's in towards the third week of July when it opens up. So we're working hard already now. In knowing exactly where we want to strengthen the squad, where we have to make some moves. And, you know, we have a big tournament coming up here as well with the FIFA Club World Cup, where there will be lots of players here which we can look at. There is not just Manchester City and Real Madrid here. There is also teams from all over the world with affordable budget for us, which are here showcasing themselves in the United States with hundreds of agents and coaches and players, and, you know, and everybody is right now coming into the States in the next few weeks. And I think that's for us an important time also to make use of that, of the Club World Cup, to get as many connections as possible, to maybe pick up a player from that tournament. So that's something what I think we need to be focused in the next few weeks, and be clear that we do need to do our homework when it comes to the transfer market in the summer.
Looking forward to it all develop, and looking forward to tonight's matchup. Y98 FM will have it. It's a 6:00 start for St. Louis City SC at Portland. Lutz Vandensteel, sporting director, with us on KMOX. Thank you, Lutz. Good luck tonight.
Thank you so much.
Big weekend at Busch Stadium. Cardinals and Dodgers. Cardinals go for the sweep this afternoon. President of Baseball Operations John Mozeliak joins us live from the ballpark next. You're listening to Sports on a Sunday Morning from the Stifel Sports Studio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
We are getting some reports that St. Louis Lambert Airport's power is out. There was a power outage there. We got a report on X from 97.1 FM's Annie Fry. She was there and said that the power is out. We are checking on that. We'll get you an update as soon as it becomes available. 11:31, Sports on a Sunday Morning on KMOX. We are joined by Cardinals President of Baseball Operations, John Mozeliak. His team going for a sweep this afternoon against the Dodgers. Good morning, Mo.
Morning, Tommy. How are you?
Doing great. What a day yesterday. What a weekend. Let me start with this. I see that you visited with the bloggers here recently. That's your annual visit with them, isn't it?
Yeah, we've been doing that since, I think, 2011. Where we just host a day, they get to do a few Q&As with me, and then also get to enjoy some ballpark fare and a game. And yesterday was obviously my final one with them, and it was kind of fun to sit down with them, and they actually presented me a little gift, which was kind of cool, and a little bobblehead of me. And so it was fun, but that was yesterday, and obviously they got to see an exciting game, which was awesome.
Where are you going to put that bobblehead? In the office, I imagine?
I brought it home to let my wife have a laugh, and then I think she ended up putting it like in the family room, but I don't think it's going to stay there.
I follow the bloggers. I follow a lot of fans. I like to hear what everybody is saying, and I love the bloggers. I think that they show a real passion for this sport, for this game, particularly for the Cardinals. And the more you can get written about you and talked about you can be a good thing. You want that sort of interaction. I think the Cardinals have probably one of the longest list of bloggers in the game.
Yeah, this group here, a lot of those faces I've seen from day one. And, I think they really do love what they're doing. And you use the word passion. I think that's real. But they, you know, they care about the product and what we're doing. And, you know, usually the questions are a little bit more detailed. Like you have your prospect hawks and that kind of stuff that show up. But yesterday it was a little bit more lighthearted and it was fun. So it was cool. And I too appreciate what they do. And I don't necessarily read every word they write, but nonetheless, I appreciate that they are following the Cardinals and advocating for them.
Yeah, no, it's great. And it would take you all day to read everything, but some of them have their own lane. So if you want, like you said, if you want to follow prospects, you can follow this person, you can follow this person. I really appreciate that. And it's always fun for us covering the club to interact with everybody. And, you know, it is fun when they're winning. I mean, there is no doubt about that. I think everybody has more fun when the Cardinals are winning, especially this year in this situation. Somewhat unexpected that the Cardinals could go toe-to-toe with the best and perform like this. But then again, when you look at the team, I don't see really a very low floor for them. It's pitching, it's offense, it's elite defense. It seems, Mo, like you have pieces here to compete, and you are competing.
Yeah, I think you summed it up well. And I think really, like, maybe even more important to all of that is just the internal confidence this team is starting to have. You know, I really believe, like, when this group shows up to the ballpark, they feel they have a chance to win today. And, you know, of course, I've been part of teams where you don't necessarily have that feeling, and this team definitely has it. And, you know, just even being around the guys this morning, you know, it's just a good vibe, and it's exciting to be a part of. So, yeah, I think we're going to have a fun summer. We certainly had a kind of a tale of two cities, right? Like, the first month was strange, and then the second month was great. And if we can just keep building on that, it's going to be a really good year.
It's been fun to follow these young players. And then here comes Michael McGreevy. I mean, we saw him last year. We saw him in spring training sparkle. We saw him for a brief moment here this season. And now he takes the ball. Mo, just your thoughts on making this move right here, right now for Michael McGreevy.
So a couple thoughts. We're obviously in a scenario right now where we don't have any off days for about 2 weeks. And, you know, one of the things that I think we've been very successful at is trying to keep our starting pitchers fresh and, you know, having them be able to go deeper into games. And so we really wanted to just add that extra day of rest for some individuals. And by bringing up Michael, it allows us to do that. And, you know, candidly, you know, he's obviously, when he's been in the big leagues, he's pitched well. When he's right now at AAA, he's throwing the ball very well. And so he deserves this shot. And obviously, they'll give the rest of the guys a little breather, which is good.
Victor Scott gets a breather today, and Jose Barrero plays in center field. What have you thought of Scott here recently?
Well, obviously, from an offensive standpoint, he's been struggling a little bit. You know, facing a tough left-hander, it probably makes the most sense. And, you know, you also got to keep your bench fresh. And, you know, it's been tough because our group's been playing well, and you're trying to, you know, squeeze the most wins each day. But I think this makes sense, and hopefully Victor can get back to where he was early on in the season from an offensive contribution. Obviously, elite defender, nothing's changed there. But from an offensive standpoint, maybe give him a break off a tough lefty.
Two-part question on Jordan Walker. How is he doing? And secondly, what opportunities have you seen from others in his absence to try to take advantage?
Well, first on his health, he is progressing. It wouldn't surprise me at some point this week he goes out for a rehab assignment, so that's good news. And in terms of, you know, giving Burley or Gorman a little more opportunity in the field or at bats is something that, you know, hopefully they can take advantage of. You know, unfortunately, we've faced a kind of a long stretch of a lefty lane here, and so we're not being able to really optimize that. But, you know, in time, we'll see what happens this week. But, you know, obviously trying to get those guys more at bats as best we can is something we've been focused on.
Had about enough of this rain. I mean, geez, we've had
mercy.
Enough. I mean, delay after delay, doubleheader. That's five doubleheaders. I saw somewhere that you had performed in a third of Major League Baseball's doubleheaders at one point, 5 of 15.
Yep, exactly. And that doesn't even count games we've been delayed in, or, you know, games we played in with light rain. So it's, Yeah, we've kind of had that dark cloud over us for much of the season. But, I mean, it really just shows you sort of the grit of this club because, you know, they've been handed some tough circumstances to play in, and yet they still find ways to win. So when people ask me about this club, I feel like gritty is a great word.
It is a good word to use. You take on the Dodgers today, then the Blue Jays for three, and then the Brewers on the road for four. You've talked about the six-man rotation and this offense. And how about last night you pinch hit for, and I'm, again, going to prop up Ollie Marmol here. I thought he pushed every button correctly yesterday. That was a really good game for Ollie Marmol and finishes it off with Nolan Arenado putting one in left field in a pinch hitter's role. That was some performance to go back to last night or yesterday afternoon.
Look, obviously, I'm a big advocate for Ollie. We've talked about him on this show before. I think he does a tremendous job. I do agree. Yesterday, everything he did worked, and that was awesome. And, you know, Nolan coming off the bench, that's a great way to have an off day, right? You know, you get one at bat, you do what you need to do, and you go home. And, you know, very exciting game yesterday. Obviously, a lot of zeros on the board for most of the game. Finally get one across, then they counter, and then to win it. So it was cool.
Congratulations on that. Good luck today. Thank you for the time, not only on these Sundays, but again, thanks for Wednesday. Popping in on the Gas House Gang was pretty cool, so thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, let's have a good day today, and we'll catch up next week.
Always good to hear from John Mozeliak multiple times here on KMOX. He is good to us. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Bernie Miklas for the rest of the hour as we take you up until noon. Then Scott Warman will take over from Busch Stadium as pregame begins 12:20, 1:15 first pitch. Cards and Dodgers, big crowd coming in, not only for that, but for the Battlehawks at the Dome this afternoon at 5. Thank you in advance for bringing in items to donate if you're going to the Battlehawks game to their tailgate. They are accepting items, food, and cleaning supplies, toiletries. Think of the essentials that those who are without homes right now need. So thank you in advance for bringing those items to the Battlehawks tailgate this afternoon. They start at 5. Cardinals start at 1:15. Downtown's the place to be. That's where we are right now. Back in a moment on KMOX. Well, will you look at this? Cardinals and Dodgers with a chance for St. Louis to sweep. What do we have here? Big game today on KMOX. Our visit with Bernie Miklas is sponsored by Saliga Heating and Cooling, SaligaHeatingandCooling.com. Bernie, good morning. Always good to have you on the show.
What a great day for baseball, and what a great day for sports in general in St. Louis, with the Battlehawks hopefully going to win the Eastern Conference Championship today.
It would be great to do it. I did the game last year with Mike Martz. That was an unbelievable experience. They ended up losing that, and San Antonio went on to play in basically an empty building. I mean, this league depends on St. Louis at this point, and a UFL championship with St. Louis fans filling the building next Saturday would be, I think it would make national news, actually.
Yeah, and listen, I know we want to talk Cardinals, but real quick, on this, I really like the Battlehawks' chances simply because they played them in Washington not too long ago, within the last 3 weeks or so. And you know, Coach Anthony Becht has just basically made not trying to be a wise guy at all. He's just going to run. They're just going to pound you on the ground. And the Washington defenders just couldn't stop them at that game in D.C. a couple three weeks ago. So they're going to do the same thing. I you know, unless there's turnovers, I can't see Washington stopping the Battlehawks on the ground. I really can't. And Max Duggan, the quarterback, is one of the reasons that ground game goes too, because he's pretty quick and he can get out and make plays with his feet.
The big networks carry this thing. ABC has the 2 o'clock game, Michigan at Birmingham, and then Fox has D.C. at St. Louis. It is on TV today at 5 o'clock, not on radio. I know I mentioned we had the radio broadcast last year, but there is no radio broadcast this year. However, there is KMOX Radio's broadcast of the St. Louis Cardinals. And Bernie Miklas, the 11-time world champions, are at it again. They are in the spotlight. People buzz about you when you beat the Dodgers. And if they can drop the hammer today, my goodness, I mean, what a scene that would be. The Cardinals have put themselves in an unexpected and very welcomed position.
They're in the process of just completely changing the perception of what they were supposed to be or what they were. I think it's happened in St. Louis quicker than it has nationally. But I even think, even locally, I think maybe it's taken some folks. We're kind of sitting back and just making sure this was for real. I get it. But the Cardinals, I'll tell you something about the Cardinals and the Dodgers. The Dodgers got off to a 23-10 start, and we know the Cardinals got off to a pretty bad start. But since May the 4th, this one blows my mind, because I know we're all excited, and we should be, because the Cardinals won two great games against the Dodgers, who are still considered the team to beat in the National League, although there's some questions about that. But since the 4th of May, the St. Louis Cardinals are 7.5 games better than the Los Angeles Dodgers. Cardinals are 22-9, which is the best record in the majors. The Dodgers, since that same day, are 15-17. So, in a way, maybe we shouldn't be surprised. I mean, we should be really happy. I don't know that we should be all that surprised by now, though.
No, I get that. I think it's, you're just blown away by their lineup day after day. I mean, they're throwing MVP candidates at you. Ohtani, Betts, Freeman. We know what Hernandez can do. Muncy, for crying out loud. Smith was number two in the league in hitting coming into the weekend. And on it goes. And then they throw these great arms at you. The fact that they aren't doing as well, or that the Cardinals are overtaking them, is something to behold, I think. And it brings to mind, you can't just always just buy a team. I mean, it's a long, right, long season, and things have to play out, don't they?
I've been preaching that for a couple of years, and you know, every time I say, like, I don't really care what the size of the payroll is. I care about how you spend your money, and I care about whether you have a great player development system, you're growing your own talent. And also, I care about whether you play the game the right way and the manager's doing a good job. There's still too many people that are way hung up on payroll. And, you know, the Dodgers spend all this money on pitching. They've had to use 18 starting pitchers this year, 17, I'm sorry. And they've used, I think, 30 pitchers now overall. And like we were talking about on the Redbird Rush Hour Friday with Mr. Wheeler and Mr. Paulie, you know, you can buy pitchers, but you cannot buy pitching health. And I don't know. The Dodgers seem to be really, really, really bad at this. It's the one thing they're bad at. They just throw all kinds of money at pitchers, and then they can't keep a lot of them healthy. So the reason why the Cardinals have been so much better than the Dodgers on May the 4th, with all due respect to the Cardinals, the Dodgers still have, I'd say, the number two offense in the majors behind the Cubs, if you go by the numbers. But so the Cardinals can't really match up. If you're going to get into like 8-7 games, the Cardinals aren't going to win those against the Dodgers. But the reason why the Cardinals have such a better record than the Dodgers since May the 4th is because there is a huge difference in each team's earned run average. I mean, the Cardinals are more than a run better, run lower, I should say, than the Dodgers, because the Dodgers are just, they're plugging in everybody, anybody. You know, I think Jason Isringhausen was signed to a contract by the Dodgers. You know, I think he was out there earlier this week. I'm just kidding, of course. No, but they're signing they're going bananas. I mean, you know, it's like they signed Chris Stratton, the former Cardinal. Then they designated for assignment. Then he signed him again. And then it's like, oh, wait a minute. No, then they DFA'd him again. Now they're going to sign him back. It's like they're just like frantic to find pitching. And it's kind of funny to watch, because count their payroll tax, because they'll be hit with a pretty big payroll tax this year at the end of the year. The Dodgers will have, when you count the 40-man luxury tax payroll plus the penalty, the Dodgers will have spent $562 million on their team in 2025. But they don't have enough pitching, even though they spent a fortune on pitching. So, yeah, you know, it's way too many people think that it's all about what you spend. And it's really not. And I think the 2025 Cardinals are a delightful story, and that's one of the reasons. Because they're pitched between 135 and 140 million. They're 19th or 20th. There's a whole bunch of teams they've got better records than, who spend a lot more than they do. And yet the Cardinals, they have an efficient payroll. They're getting every dollar's worth out of the talent that they have. And we're seeing what happens if you do put together a good young nucleus that can play ball, and you have a manager that can create a style for those players and create a culture that makes the game, even though it's the perfect combination, because this young team, plus put the veterans in there too, who have caught the fever, this young team competes its tail off, but yet they have a ball playing game. They love to come to the field every day. And that's the kind of team that I think we all like the best.
Eventually, they want to have a deep reserve of starters that they can call on. They're starting to come around now. Dakoa Roby looks good. Quinn Matthews is working his way back. And here comes Michael McGreevy. He takes the ball today at 1:15, Bernie. We've seen him. We appreciate what he's done. Here's my question. If he performs well today, is there a scenario where he stays?
I would think so. Listen, let's be honest here. It's going to come down to him or Pallante. And listen, we all like Andre Pallante. It's not like anybody hates him personally. But, I mean, his last nine games, he's got a 5.80 ERA, and he's walking too many people, and he's allowing home runs. And most glaringly of all, when you consider that 70% of the at-bats in the major leagues are taken by right-handed hitters, Andre Pallante is getting bushwhacked. He is getting wiped out by right-handed batters. And so I'm not sure how that gets better. When you cannot put up a fight against right-handed hitters, even though you're a right-handed pitcher, where's the out? Like, where's the solution? So I think Pallante could benefit from a rooping down in Memphis. Well, we'll see what they do. I will say this. I think Ollie Marmol, and you know this too, because we the three of us host a show that where he appears on every Tuesday on the Gas House Gang 12. He usually goes about 12 to 12:40. You know, Ollie, the fans are really warming up to Ollie Marmol. But I will say, as everything's gone, if McGreevy pitches a gem and then they send it back down, I think there'll be some growling about that. And I can understand it. I can.
I understand that as well. I had John Mozeliak on a few times here in the last week, the last two Sundays, including today, and on a Wednesday appearance at the Gas House Gang. And I thought that he, on the Gas House Gang, opened up a little bit about, and this is a final thing for you, Bernie, about how this transition will be from John Mozeliak to Chaim Bloom, that this draft will be different, that the trade deadline, there will be some input. You could hear it, that he is starting to paint the picture of what this will look like. Chaim right now is canvassing the minors. He is scheduled to continue to do that, but at some point he will have a big say as to what this big league roster looks like.
You know, and I thought you all made some news the other day, because one of the things Mo said was, he made some news with some of the stuff he said in terms of Chaim Bloom's having a more important role maybe than we anticipated in some of the stuff going on. But then in another interview, you know, Mo told Brian Kenny of MLB Network, he said, you know, we're in the transition. And he said, you know, at some point I'll hand off the baton. And he said, maybe August, September. So he plans to hand the baton to Chaim Bloom before the end of the regular season, which I think is a good idea, because it'll help Chaim Bloom even more prepare for 2026.
I agree. I think that is going to happen. Bernie, we have so much Bernie Miklas out there available. We can't get enough. You're part of the STL Sports Central group. You do a terrific job with Katie Wu. You're writing, you're posting. It's Bernie Miklas, the franchise, and I absolutely love it.
Well, I love being part of KMOX, and I love working with you. Thanks for having me on every Sunday. It's an honor to be on the show.
It's great to be with you. Follow him on YouTube. Check us out on the Gas House Gang. We're on Tuesday at 12:05 with Cardinals manager Oliver Marmol. The Cardinals and the Dodgers this afternoon. We are just about to take you to pregame. If you want to go back, sports on a Sunday morning was loaded today. We heard a little bit from Battlehawks coach Anthony Becht after we ran through some Cardinals highlights. Then we shifted gears to IndyCar with the president, Doug Bowles, and driver Scott McLaughlin. Then back to some national news, and we hit Lutz Fahnenstiel up with a phone call. Talked about City's game tonight with him, then Mo, then Bernie. Good show. James O'Sullivan's the producer. I'm Tom Ackerman. Cardinal baseball is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.